Right now it's time to go to the UK and our correspondent Gavin Gray. Good morning to you, Gavin.
Hi there.
So it's always happened, contraband going into prisons, but the prison officers in the UK seizing large amounts of the stuff.
I mean, these quantities of drugs and mobile phones, SIM cards being seized is truly amazing. Prison officers have, according to the government's own figures, seized about 225 kilograms of drugs in the last year. 225 kilograms, and also 20,000 mobile phones and SIM cards. You might think, well, that's mobile phones. They're banned in prison. So those were also seized, and that despite a $3 million investment in mobile phone detectors across the service, as well as roughly 300 specialist dogs for drug detection. So perhaps that's why we now have found so much. But illegal mobile phones in prisons are really, really seen as almost gold inside, and many prisoners continue to actually conduct their criminal activity using them. They can be rented, it's reported, for about 1,700 New Zealand dollars. So that's why they're so popular there. And, of course, the use of drones in delivering phones and drugs into prisons has created a really difficult time for prison officers. In fact, they've created a specialist squad of prison and police officers in order to stop drone deliveries. 35 people have been arrested so far, and 11 others convicted for drone-related activities. But the scale of contraband in UK prisons is truly amazing.
Now, Heathrow is looking to have a third runway. It's been a debate for a while, and now a guy's come up with an idea to do it on the cheap.
Yes, this is a businessman, a hotel tycoon, who says he's got a proposal that he reckons will be about 8 billion New Zealand dollars cheaper than the current scheme. Now, there are plans for a new runway and terminal, as you said, at Heathrow, Britain's busiest airport, operating at 98% capacity, I think, somebody told me the other day. And a lot of people saying, gosh, this is a lot of money, £17.5 billion. So you're talking nearly 30 billion New Zealand dollars to build this extension to the airport. Whereas this new proposals include changing the design of terminal buildings and taxiways to reduce the amount of land that is needed for it to be built on. So they're saying that these options are costed out. They believe that it's going to be much better and will not impact as heavily on the surrounding major roads. The M25, that's the road that goes around London, and the M4, that's the main one that connects to the airport. So there has been talk about having to put either a bridge over the M25 for the runway or maybe one under the M25 for roads or whatever to go through there. But this idea would not need to do that. And the chief executive of British Airways, the owner IAG, Willie Walsh, he has looked at these proposals and he says it's a good idea and the government really should look at this. Of course, British Airways is Heathrow's biggest customer.
No matter what they do, it will always be a nightmare. That's what we love about Heathrow. Finally, a Northern Ireland footballer, a professional footballer, used to earn heaps, has now become a Roman Catholic priest.
Yes, if you're into football, you might know the name Philip Mulrain. He was well known in the Northern Ireland squad, and he once earned over $1 million New Zealand dollars a year. But having been ordained as a Roman Catholic priest in the Dominican Order, he's also taken a vow of poverty. He was ordained in Dublin this weekend by the Archbishop Joseph Augustine de Noia, who travelled to Rome for the ceremony. Now, it's not an immediate surprise. Philip Mulrain was ordained a deacon in October of last year. After a career of 27 caps for Northern Ireland, he also had spells in Norwich City, which was in the Premiership, and Leighton Orient. He made his Manchester United debut in 1997, having come through the youth team. This is obviously something rather different. He spent 2 years studying philosophy at Queen's University Belfast before going on to the Pontifical Irish College in Rome to study theology. And, well, quite a change in career, you might say.
And lifestyle. Gavin Gray from the UK, and I thank you so very, very much.